So we just love to come into the streets and lift up Christ crucified. We're in a historic area, and we're telling people about the good news of Jesus. The churches are not telling people the truth. Why do we say that? The churches aren't telling people the truth because they're telling people you can live like the world and still be of a holy God. You can't be like the world, and you can't be seeking your own flesh and your own ways. The Bible says that you must be willing to lose your life for this glorious Savior, to be conformed to His word and His ways and His image, to walk after the pattern that He told us in the Scriptures. Lose your life. Find eternal life through repentance. This glorious Savior who shed His blood and rose again to defeat death. And He calls to Himself a peculiar, holy people. Holy means set apart. You can't live like the world and claim Jesus. That's foreign to the New Testament. You can't walk after the culture's ways. What they've done is they've lowered the standard of Christ and God, which is way up here. The churches have lowered the standard way down here, and they make you believe that you can be of the world and of Jesus. Test yourself, sir, to the biblical gospel. It's a narrow path, loving our neighbor. Come out of the churches and the world. Jesus is coming. But you got to be ready, sir. You got to come out of the world. There's no pre-trib rapture. He's coming at the end of the tribulation. You got to lose your life and come out of every false way. So we see that a lot. I handed a gospel card to a man just there, and he said, he is coming. And he was like kind of smug about it and walked away. And it's interesting. When people find other people, if they claim to be believers, when they find other people that claim Jesus, and if they believe like the Bible says, few there be that find it, wouldn't they want to come and talk and lift up the Savior and glorify Him and love on them? Oh, they would and they should. Why don't they? Most of them are false converts. They have a belief system that says, I got to get out of hell card in my pocket. I don't have to conform to what you say or the Bible says. It's not what I say. It's what the Word of God says. My pastor says I'm fine. We're all sinners. He died to make a way for me, covers all my sin. Actually, that's a lie. No sin that you don't repent of is covered. You got to turn from said sin. You got to seek and hunger after righteousness. That's the fruit that you're born of God. Sister Amon, I saw you talking to a couple people. Did that go pretty good over there?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, it looked like they received it.
They what took, they do with it is what they do.
Amen. We shine the light. We point the way. What they do with it is up to them.
Amen.
Glory to God. We know that we're no better than anybody, but we are different. We're changed. We had to come out of this system. We had to come out of this cultural demise that Satan has everyone in the grips of. Lifting up Jesus Christ, the narrow path. You gentlemen know the way to eternal life. Have you been born again by the Spirit of God? Test yourself, folks. Judgment's coming. Sir, do you know the gospel? If you do, come and tell it to me. What is the gospel? Share it with me. We're supposed to love each other. Why won't you talk about it? Are you too busy in the world? Are you too busy in the world to talk about this glorious Savior? If you are, that's the fruit. You don't have Him, sir. Another one. Yeah, I got it, he says. Jesus, a get out of hell card in his back pocket. But Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. And what is the fruit of a person born of God? Holiness. They hate the things of the world. The Bible says God hates workers of iniquity, wicked workers. We were just reading Proverbs 4. It's full of instructions to follow after the word of God and to walk in his ways. Verb after verb after verb after verb. Do, do, do. We can't work our way to heaven, but works are part of our salvation in Christ. One man today just said, oh no, it doesn't say works justify you. Actually, it says your works justifies your faith in James 2. Doesn't say we're justified by works. It says your works justify your faith, and your faith justifies you. So it is a combined thing. You must have works of obedience that justify your faith. A saving faith will justify you before a holy God. But if you live in willful sin, Hebrews 10:26, there is no sacrifice for your sin. If you live like the world and its pride and vanity standards, there's no sacrifice for your sin. But a fiery judgment coming to destroy the adversaries of God. Hebrews 10:26. In the Gospels, we see a great example of servant leadership. Jesus washing people's feet. Let's talk about this foot washing. Foot washing, what is it a symbol of? We don't need our feet washed today. Most people wear shoes and socks. Foot washing shows you that you should be a servant to God's people if you're born of God. Jesus was showing us the perfect way, the perfect example, the perfect image. Well, guess what? If Jesus shows us the perfect way, the perfect example, the perfect image, guess what? How about how he did not live like the world? How about how he did not live by the standard of the culture, the cultural dress around him, the pagans, or the pagan games, or the pagan activities? No, the Word of God says that the people of God were separated by how they lived, by how they acted, how they talked, how they dressed, how they spent their time, their money, neighbors. Test yourself to the Holy Word of God. Be conformed to Christ. Be conformed to the image of Christ, not the world. I want to talk about that. So another man walked by and said, of course we know the path to eternal life. His wife said, Jesus, worldly looking couple. And they just walked away. When I asked him, sir, could you explain it to me? Did Jesus not say, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth does speak? Did he say that? He did. And here's the problem. The problem is people are here on this tourist street. They're on vacation or they're retired. They're living for their flesh. They're living for entertainment, food, frivolity, a lot of food, a lot of drinking down here. And yet the American Christians don't have any time to talk about the things of God. 99.99% of them don't have any time to talk about the things of God. Is that the fruit that they know Jesus Christ? No. Because if they knew Christ, and if they loved him, and if they knew the truth, they would come and talk about this glorious Savior. But instead, they give lip service. Matthew 15, Jesus said, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Lip service Christianity will not do on Judgment Day. Holiness, righteousness, goodness, and truth will stand on Judgment Day, neighbors. What is the fruit of your life? Jesus said we know a tree by its fruit, neighbors. Is your life exuding the fruit of Jesus Christ by living for him, talking of him, sharing him, obeying him? Or is it just a dead faith? Test yourself. What's in your heart will come out in your life, neighbors. You need a heart transplant. Be born again by the biblical gospel. Loving our neighbor with the biblical gospel today, the narrow path. Jesus said, few there be that find it. Broad is the road to destruction. If you live like the world, destruction is coming, neighbor. If you live like the churches, destruction is coming, neighbor. But if you live like Christ according to his word and his ways, you have hope. There's no hope for this world. There's no hope in the churches. Hope in Jesus Christ and Christ alone. Repent and obey him. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. that you can know the perfect will of God, Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to the world. What a glorious thing. God separated us from this culture. He set us free. The bondage of sin, the bondage of false religion, the bondage of flesh, the bondage of serving the culture around us in materialism. God set us free for a purpose and His glory. Test yourself to the Word of God, folks. Do you know the path to eternal life? There is a narrow path to eternal life. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. The churches and the culture are headed for destruction. You got to repent and be true to Christ. Come out of the world and lose your life, neighbor. That's our plea today to all these people coming by. Many say they know Jesus as another train comes by. Many say they got it. Many say they're on the path. But the problem is the path to the culture, the path of churchianity does not lead to the path of eternal life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by Him. You have to lose your life to find that narrow path in Jesus Christ. Have you lost your lives, neighbor? Turn and seek the kingdom of God. Judgment's coming. Don't trample the blood of Jesus.